This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. On Friday, June 19th, at Prudential Center in Newark, the best wrestlers in the U.S. will be on display as BTS Final X will determine the 2026 U.S. World Wrestling Team in two international disciplines, men's freestyle and women's freestyle. The top two U.S. athletes in each weight class will wrestle a best-of-three series at Final X to determine the U.S. representative at the 2026 Senior World Championships in Bahrain. And one of the wrestlers competing is my guest today, the pride of Willingboro High School in New Jersey. James Green will be seeking his eighth Senior World Team selection after a short retirement. James Green is back on the mat, showing everyone he's got plenty left at the age of 33. The four-time All-American at Nebraska and two-time world medalist is also heading back to Blacksburg. He is going to be at Virginia Tech as an assistant coach and an RTC athlete. Ahead of the Final X on June 19th, James Green will wrestle a best-of-three versus David Carr for the 2026 World Team spot. James Green, welcome to Sports Jam.
Thank you for having me, Doug. I'm glad to... You guys are thinking about me and giving me the opportunity, you know, kind of let people know about myself and obviously share the sport of wrestling with the world. So awesome to be here.
I would imagine you're expecting plenty of Garden State wrestling fans to show up or Prudential Center to root you on.
Yeah, it's always nice to get back on the East Coast and wrestle in front of people that, you know, I don't have the opportunity to wrestle in front of a lot. So a lot of people have been hitting me up, you know, asking for tickets and what time to get they got to be there. So I'm expecting a nice James Green section and hopefully plenty more. And I can't wait to see everybody.
I know that you're well aware and have trained beside David Carr in the past, but you've never really competed with him on the mat. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting, you know, David to be his best self and just kind of really, I'm just looking forward to putting my hands on David because, like you said, we trained and it's always different in training. You're obviously trying to learn and help each other grow in the sport, but when it's something on the line, it's always different. So I'm actually looking forward to that kind of mindset and see what he brings to the competition side. And I know what I'm going to bring. And I'm looking forward to, you know, wrestling two, possibly three matches.
Do you kind of look at having it at Prudential Center in your, where you grew up in New Jersey as home mat advantage?
No, I wouldn't say it's home mat advantage. It's definitely going to feel, I feel like Final X when it's best two out of three, it's almost kind of like a dual setting, especially because you got one person you're focusing on wrestling. And I mean, we wrestle a little bit later in the afternoon, so it always just feels like it's a little bit more relaxing. I almost like practice in a sense because you come in, you wake up, you get your breakfast still, you get to relax. You know, it's not like our typical 6 a.m. wake ups and get your weight off and then weigh in and you're shuttling all around the place. So I guess the home advantage part is being here on the U.S. soil because you know what you can get. For breakfast, you know what you can get for dinner. You don't have to kind of be locked down in a hotel like as going overseas. So I guess in that sense, it's a little bit home mat advantage. So other than that, I think it's just another competition in front of great fans of the USA.
Before we talk about your wonderful run at Nebraska and then beyond, let's go back. As a senior at Willingboro High School, you became the first wrestler in school history to win a state championship after a perfect 29-0 season. How often do you think about that year?
You know, anytime I feel like when I reflect on my wrestling journey, I think about the time I spent in Willingboro because, you know, coming from New Jersey where there's one division for wrestling as far as state titles, and, you know, other states have different groups and classes. When you think about the history of New Jersey wrestling, a lot of the guys that are considered great and go on to do good things in the sport, they're winning multiple championships. So about halfway through my career, you know, going into my junior year, I hadn't won a title yet, and I was looking to win a title, and I lost in the finals. So I didn't think that I'd be able to go on and compete at the next level, compared to other people that come before me, just because, well, I didn't win my state tournament, and I didn't win until my senior year. So thinking back, once I did that, I accomplished it, and I kind of realized that I can compete with those guys in the next level, and the guys on the national scene. It just kind of boosted my confidence. And then as I kept going through my career, it just kept growing. So I remember winning my state title and getting a text from one of my club coaches. And, when you first start in wrestling, you want to be the best person in your practice room. And then you want to be the best person in your county. And eventually you want to be the best person in your state. So with the progression and as you grow, that goes from college. So you want to be the best person in the nation. And now here I am at 33 is trying to be one of the best in the world. So I've always continued to grow, and I'm thankful for my time that I spent in Willenboro, and I'm glad I was able to actually get that state title.
You told mom back in eighth grade that maybe you weren't going to wrestle again, but were you serious or weren't you?
No, I wasn't serious. It was just one of those arguments of not being able to go to my hangout or something like that. But I remember it was like, oh, you can go to practice or you can go hang out. And I didn't think I wanted to go to practice that day. And I said, you know what? I just gonna be done wrestling. Matter of fact, and once I cooled off, obviously I stuck with it and just kind of being stubborn and hard headed.
Yeah, you lost your dad, you told me, when you were just 10 and you worked with mom. How difficult was that for you growing up?
It was definitely hard, not just for me, but my family, my two siblings. I have two younger sisters, and obviously I started wrestling, and my dad was the one to be able to take me all over, to tournaments on the weekends, different car rides, different trips, road trips, family kind of vacations, part paired with the wrestling tournament. So definitely a big void when that happened, and luckily my community around me and my family didn't let that stop me from pursuing the sport of wrestling. And I was also doing other sports, track and football, but I felt more connected with the people in the wrestling community, and they kind of got behind me and helped me get to the tournaments and the practices and continue to stay with the sport. And I eventually met a great family friend, Bob, or not eventually, but a big family friend of ours, Bob Acosta. He's really attributed a lot of my success and helped me travel the state of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware. I mean, all over the place, really, just finding competition and practice, and eventually helping me talk to these college coaches. And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be here today without guys like Bob and the Scott and family.
Champions to me always seem to have this sort of an edge to them. Was that part of the edge that put you over the top and made you a great wrestler, knowing that you were kind of working for dad as well?
I wouldn't say it was more of an edge. I've always been competitive, but I definitely know that it was something in the back of my mind, as far as, he always preached, when you're going to do something, put your best foot forward and, give it 100, 110%, no slacking. So that was one of the things that he instilled in me. And I just know that with every opportunity, I got to give it my best shot and be grateful and thankful that the opportunity presents itself, and, do it to your, it's going to, like, it's going to be your last.
Even though you had that perfect season as a senior at Willingboro, did you have any idea that you would become a four-time All-American at Nebraska?
No shot. Especially I've a bunch of interviews and things. I've always my summer bridge time at Nebraska, I was getting beat up on, and I called my mom, and I thought I picked the wrong school, and I think I was going to make it. And I, just like a lot of high school athletes coming into college, I wanted to be, four-time champ and four-time Big Ten champ, and go undefeated. And even during my recruiting time, they're asking if I want to redshirt or wrestle right away. And I was was telling him like, I want to wrestle right away. I think I'm ready. And just those first couple weeks in Nebraska, I was like, okay, so what about that red shirt? How's it work again? But it's always funny looking back on those times and thinking about those stories, because just another example of not quitting and showing up every day and trusting in your coaches and the people around you, and obviously not giving up. I think that's just the biggest difference between me and a lot of people, is that I just didn't give up, kept going, kept showing up, kept trying. No matter what setback happened, I always showed up the next day, next week, ready to give my all again.
It seems like the love of the sport, you love to watch video, you love to work on technique, that also has contributed to success even to today. Tell us about where that all started, that you knew you had to put in the work. There's a lot of people who have the ability to wrestle, but you need to go beyond that to be a champion.
I think it really stems from my dad again. So it's crazy to think when I was 6 years old, 7 years old, that my dad, before I kind of got into sports, we always worked out at home. So whether it's push-ups, pull-ups, we had a dip bar, a little stepping machine, treadmill. We'd always do workouts at home. So I remember when I was in the other sports, track and wrestling, we'd do like little workouts before even going to practice. So I've always had that drive to put in the work, not really complain, just put my head down, put in the works. And then once we got into wrestling from a young age, I feel like my dad, he didn't wrestle, but he knew that if we're going to be good at it, we got to go above and beyond. So not only did he record my matches, he recorded kids that beat me or kids that won other weight classes, and talked to a lot of people, asked a lot of questions. And then back in that day, there was always technique tapes. So we buy technique tapes, we sit down, we watch them. Some things I like, sometimes I didn't like it, but sat down, watched tapes, tried moves on my sisters or my cousins in the living room while we watched the tapes, and then tried it in practice. So I think it all stems from just that laying that groundwork when I was a young age and fell in love with just kind of studying the art of the sport and other technique. And I don't think I'm the flashiest wrestler, but I have a lot of knowledge in some different areas of the sport. So since I started, always just watching technique, watching other wrestlers, absorbing as much as I can, and try to put it out on the mat.
It worked. That's the most important thing, right? It worked. You made your first senior world team in 2015, where you won a bronze medal at the World Championships in Las Vegas. You added a world silver medal in 2017 in Paris, and you were instrumental in the U.S. edging Russia for the men's freestyle team title. All seven of your prior world team runs came down to a weight class of 70 kilo. Now you're making a medal run this year after filling out to 74 kilos. It seems to make sense, though, as you get older, you're going to be more comfortable of just having a little bit more weight, right?
It's a tough sport when you have to, train to be your best and then weigh in and compete and try and be that same person. So as you said, I got getting a little older, and unfortunately my weight class for the past those couple years was not an Olympic weight. So I always juggled on deciding going down or up to the Olympic weight, and stubborn me would always go down, and obviously that didn't work. So as we're heading to another Olympic cycle or another Olympic year, why not just wrestle where you want to compete at and get a feel for the weight class? And also, I mean, anyone will tell you when you're not cutting weight, you definitely enjoy the sport a lot more. So one less thing to worry about. All the focus is on technique, being your best version of yourself, and you're giving it your all.
We've seen a lot of great athletes in the NFL, Tom Brady, Gronk, having great careers where they could have said, I'm done, right? I've won everything I need to do. You've had a great wrestling career. Why did you
Thank
feel
you.
you needed to come back?
Man, I had a great wrestling career, and I don't regret anything. I feel like I always told myself in the sport, like I was going to wrestle as long as I could, as long as I was healthy and as long as I was able to. And I literally wrestled till I couldn't. And luckily, with the a lot of time and research and talking to the right people, I found some doctors to help me out and perform a partial hip replacement, which I wish I would have done years ago. But also with that being said, like I was wrestling, I wrestled. Some would say I wrestled my best when I was really at my worst, health wise. Because in 2017, I took second in the world, and it, going into that World Championships, I was number one over the course of the whole year. So not just domestically, but internationally. So even though my wrestling and on the mat, I seemed to be fine, I was actually at my worst because shortly after that is when I got my first hip surgery. So once I got the hip surgery the first time, it's kind of like, well, I can definitely get back to that point. And I was feeling better. And then I had another little setback. So same kind of thing as I feel good. And I got the energy, I got the people, the good support system, so why not? And I don't want to have any regrets. And even if I make the world team, don't make the world team, I'm always gonna look back and be happy about my career. But I'm definitely most excited that I'm still able to wrestle, have the opportunity to step on the mat. So I'm gonna take this opportunity and give it my best shot. As long as I'm healthy, I'll be here.
I'm almost twice your age, but I just had surgery to repair. I had a quad tendon separate from my kneecap, right?
Wow.
So I've been doing PT for several weeks, but I can't imagine having hip surgery and partial hip replacement and being able to compete at this kind of level. That takes amazing, not only work, but your mind too has to be in it.
Yes. I have to give a big shout out to the athletic trainer here in Nebraska, Tyler Wieda. He's really been the guy to help strengthen my mind, and obviously my body. And only so if I was willing to step up to the plate and accept the challenge. And he was always going to get me right. I my first hip surgery, I got my surgery in November. And he put me through all this rehab, and I didn't, because I was returning world medalist, I didn't want to lose my spot. So I had surgery in November, maybe December, and then I didn't wrestle until the World Cup, which was in April. And like literally, I was just rehabbing, and he's like, "You'll be ready to wrestle the World Cup." And yeah, I think I went 4-1, and we won. It was in Iowa, but like, having that support system, and obviously my wife that helped me and believed in me and supported me a long way, it's just a testament to not only myself but just those around me, because there was definitely some days where I thought I wouldn't be able to come back, or I didn't feel good, I didn't feel like going to do the rehab or going to do the extra workouts, and in those times, it's a as much as you have the people around you, it does, you still get lonely. You still have your thoughts in your head. Am I able to do this? Oh, this doesn't feel right. Oh, I think I can, maybe I can do this. Maybe I can't do it. So it's just constant battle. And the only way to do it is just step up to the line and do the work. And so that first surgery, that was a big one. And then when I got the second one, again, back to the Nebraska athletic trainer, Tyler Wieda, he's like, obviously, you're getting older, so it's just going to get harder. And I know you're a tough guy, so but you're going to have to push yourself. And I think for that first, after surgery, it's crazy because I could do a lot of things, but the doctor was like, "Have you tried running yet?" And that was one thing I didn't want to do was running. I could wrestle, I could jump, do that. And they're like, "Have you tried running?" I'm like, "I don't want to run," because that's kind of where I first felt it when my hip, I went out on a run, and that kind of messed me up a little bit. And ever since then, I'm like, I don't want to run. but I could wrestle. So, yeah, it's a crazy journey, and I actually wish I probably should have documented more, but it was great, and I'm feeling great. I always tell people I just wish I would have got it out sooner, because things would have been different. But you don't know
As
what you don't know.
we hear you on Sports Jam, James Green, I think we understand why people will be rooting for you in Final X on June 19th. But there's also something else about you that is special. You enjoy helping others. You enjoy working
Oh,
with
yeah.
young wrestlers and helping them become the best they can be. You're not a selfish guy.
Yeah, no, I think just growing up, like we talked about, my dad passed away. I had a lot of people help me and give back to the sport of wrestling. People that wrestled, people that never even wrestled before, had always seemed to, extend a helping hand to me. And it's only fitting, just because with the sport of wrestling, I've been able to be in a room with a lot of great people, a lot of successful people, a lot of great stories, just like myself. So a lot of like-minded people have helped me get to where I am today. And I think helping younger athletes realize that, a lot can happen in the sport of wrestling. It can open up the whole world to you. Even though we're not like on TV, like football or basketball, there's still a lot of people in the sport, in the community, that can help you along on the mat and off the mat. And I think just with the success that I've had, being able to go back and let kids know that it's possible is a big, big part of the sport and giving back. And I think that's just kind of the big thing that I look forward to doing. Because when I was growing up, we didn't really have too many guys like myself coming back, just because they never got to that stage in wrestling. So hopefully, and I was told some other people that, being back at Virginia Tech, I'll be able to go up to Willenboro and just in the area do some camps, clinics, step in a room, show my face, tell my story just to the kids, because I think there's a lot of kids out there that can get a lot out of the sport of wrestling, not only on the mat but off the mat as well.
Are you excited about being an assistant coach at Virginia Tech?
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward. I spent time there as a RTC athlete, different kind of role, but still helped out in the wrestling room.
That's a
So
regional training center for those who don't know.
yes, Southeast Regional Training Center is Virginia Tech's RTC. And I was there during COVID to 2022. So a couple of different faces, some fa same faces will be there. And, it's just like another home for me and my family. Our youngest daughter was born there. So it'll always have a place in our heart.
How has being a dad changed you?
It's taken a little bit of the edge off, because as much as I love to compete and I compete for myself, it's just funny to show and be around my girls, to show them, one, they come and see me work out all the time, but two, they also show that, or get to see that, you can have a lot of fun, right? We always hang out together. We go all over the place, even though they don't want to wrestle. They like wrestling each other. It's fun to just kind of be in their presence and, not have to think about the sport. And just when I compete too, it's whether I win or lose, it's like they don't really care. They just happy to see me, happy to be around, happy to hang out. So they're both funny little girls, and keep us entertained, keep us on our toes. So it's
And
fun.
Final X is on Father's Day weekend, is it not?
Yeah, and then my oldest, she will always have her birthday around. Her birthday is June 14th, and she'll always have a story as I made a world team the day after she was born, or 2 days after she was born. So there's always that part of wrestling with both my daughters, actually, because I made another world team back when I was at Virginia Tech, kind of a week or two before my daughter was born. And my wife was at she was kind of at that baby can come any moment time. So that was one thing I remember making my world team here in Lincoln when we first moved to Virginia. So both girls will always have wrestling a part of their life, and I don't think they'll be wrestlers, but I'm sure they'll have the competitive mindset in anything that they do.
So, last question. Virginia, New Jersey, Nebraska, all those communities are going to be at Prudential Center. And if they're not going to be physically present, they're going to be watching to make
Yeah.
sure that James Green reaches his goal. We wish you the best of luck in Final X. And, just thanks for all the great times you've spent on the mat and being an inspiration. You are a role model. You do realize that, right,
Thank
James?
you. Yeah, I do. And I try to be the best role model I can. My wife has to remind me all the time that, it's not just me, and got to think about other people watching me and kids looking up to me. So definitely still working on that department and trying my best.
James Green, thanks so much for being here on Sports Jam. Continued success at Final X and beyond, and your assistant coaching days at Virginia Tech.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can hear all the past shows by going to wbgo.org/sportsjam. You can also find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR list of podcasts, or wherever you hear podcasts. Special thanks going out this week to Jerry Milani for hooking us up with James Green. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.